بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنت أظن سيدي من مجلس في الستيك محبت کو کھیل رکھا ہے آج. In other words, the love of Allah Ta'ala, we made a big joke of it. You don't know the importance when you say you love Allah Ta'ala, what you should have in you. That everything must become easy for you. There's no such thing as difficulties anymore. How he treats you, you accept it wholeheartedly. There's no such thing as sorrow and grief. He treats you how he wants to treat you, you accept it how he is. With a smile. Sometimes he keeps you very high. You must be happy. Sometimes he throws it right to the ground. You must be happy. Love is something when you show you, because you claim that you love someone, then whatever happens from that person, you must be able to accept. If you do not accept it, that means you're not true. It's very easy to say, I love. But when you put it to some tests and difficulties, then you come to realize how strong you are when you pass the test. Sahaba Ikram, they were tested in different ways. And what test they underwent and how they won, they passed out. So when you say you love Allah Ta'ala, you must know what Allah is asking you for. You must bow down to everything of His. If you not bow down to any of His, that means you're not bound down to you, or only bound down to those things you like. And those things you do not like, that is not love. Love is He'll treat you how He want to treat you. Sahaba Ikram, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they underwent the difficulties and persecution in Makkah. The hardship they underwent is unreal. The boycott they had underwent, but not a word. Not a word. The relation of Allah Ta'ala is the same. They did not complain to the Sahaba and to fight with the Nabi. They said, let us fight. They said, it is not the time to fight. Everything they bowed down to what they want to be considered. True love. True love. You still give yourself away completely to Him. That is called true love. True love. And once a person got the love of Allah Ta'ala, then everything he got from Him. If you got Allah, you got everything. If you got Allah, you got everything. If you haven't got Allah, you got nothing. Then you begin to think of all the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. When you got love for Allah Ta'ala, you begin to think of all the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. A true love is that person, he begins to think of every ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gives him to you. He makes it to shukr. This clothing that he wears to, Ya Allah, you give me. In other words, anyone gives you something to, Ya Allah, you give me this thing. Ya Allah, shukr Allah. The food that you eat also, everything that you do, every ni'mat Allah Ta'ala, you begin to make shukr to it. The sun you look at, Ya Allah, the shukr of Allah Ta'ala, you look at the sun itself. If the sun was not there till tomorrow, today, you will not look at it. Every thing of yours is linked to Allah Ta'ala. The food that you eat to Allah has given different kind of foods for us to eat, to different kind of fruits that we eat, different kind of all kind of herbs that we eat. Will be any time in shukr to Allah. Love is something will make you think of all this. So everything Allah Ta'ala gives you, you may begin to make shukr. So one is that ni'mat that you can see that you're eating the rest of it. One is ni'mat that you cannot see. And that's iman. That is the love of Allah. You cannot see those things. The love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you cannot see it. Iman, the manifest of Allah, all that you cannot see. But it's in you. Did you ever think of making ni'mat to shukr to Allah Ta'ala with that? Did you ever make shukr to Allah Ta'ala with that? That the ni'mat Allah gave you, Iman that gave you every day, you make shukr for that? Islam is something you can read that you can see. Namaz is Islam. Zakat is Islam. That's something that you can see. But something that is most important that you cannot see, and that's Iman. Marifat wa Allah Ta'ala. So when you begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you want to live in a company of those who are pious, which are Allah's friends. Then you begin to look for the friends of Allah. You look for searching for the friends of Allah. When you got the love of Allah ta'ala in your heart, then you want to now increase that love. How do you want to lose that love that I got? Now you don't want to lose that love for that you had from Allah Ta'ala, that now you want to let me increase it, you begin to sit with the company of those pious people who increase the love in you. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a dua. Oh Allah, let me sit among those people who love you. Those people? And who sitting by them increase my action also. So when you get the love of the Creator, when you get the Creator's love in you, then automatically you begin to love the creation. This is where I'm coming to a point to remember, that when you begin to love the Creator, the love of the Creator becomes so strong that the creation becomes so beloved to you too. Because you think to yourself, who this creation belongs to? When you know that the creation belongs into your creator, how much you begin to love that creation? I love Allah, I'm loving this because it's your creation. If you begin to think all those things, how do you know you got love for Allah Ta'ala? You will prove that love that you got for Allah Ta'ala, and then you begin to learn that, Ya Allah, this creation is yours. How can I go against this creation? I'm going to love them too. And when you begin to love the creation, it's obvious. That if you love Allah Ta'ala for that, then you begin to love the creation. But when you love to begin to love people because of your desires and not for the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you begin to now hate people too. You begin to have jealousy for people too. All kind of things, because now you're not loving the person for the love of Allah, you've got loving for your desires only. Put this in your head, this is most important. Why have you got jealousy for that person? Why you could hate for that person? Why not forgiving that person? It's merely because you haven't got the true love for Allah. If you got true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, Ya Allah, Allah, these are my children. Allah Ta'ala says that. These are my children. Then you have to love his children too. In other words, you have love for every creation of Allah. You do not know what's the meaning of hate. You don't know what's the meaning of jealousy. You don't know what's the meaning of selfishness. It's very easy to say, I love someone. Very easy to say. So when Hazrat said, a khel ban rakha hai, mere big joke is making sense to me now. It's making sense to me only now my eyes are opening. Because if you love someone, love Allah Ta'ala, then you khel ban rakha hai, then why aren't you fulfilling the love of Allah? Fulfill the love of Allah. Everyone wants to love Allah Ta'ala. You're all sitting here, one intention for love of Allah Ta'ala. I'm sure everyone wants love Allah. But then there's a way. When that person begins to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then thereafter he does not know that he's always been like this, that he keeps his heart clean with everybody. He keeps his heart clean with everybody. Family relationship with that. That person who had more love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person even had more relationship with those people who break ties. Family. You are tested then when you come to know the right true love of Allah. Family ties been broken today. They read namaz every day they do, but they bring in family ties. Why? Because your love for Allah is not there, your love for lust and desires. Your lust and your nafs telling you, do not go and speak to the brother of yours, do not go and speak to the cousin of yours, do not speak to that neighbor of yours, is your nafs saying that? But if you have so love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more love you have to learn, Allah ta'ala brings more kindness in your heart. Kindness in your heart. You don't know what is love. We just say we love Allah ta'ala. But when you face with this same situation, you come to know whether you are true love for Allah. That you cut down everything, you bow down. Allah is so strong. Allah wants me to do this, I'll do that. Then it becomes very easy. When the time when you know, when he does not, that love for Allah becomes so strong that it becomes so easy for him that at all time, in every condition, he fulfills the rights. Fulfill the rights of everyone. Not only that. And not only that, you fulfill the rights of Muslims, you fulfill the rights of animals too. Animals also. Animals. So that fear that you must have in you, fear for the people. And once you become true love of Allah, Allah so strong, the fear of people no more in your heart. You cannot have true fear in your heart. You can never have true fear. Either you have for the people fear or fear for Allah. But you have fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no more fear for people. But you fulfill the rights of the people. Be kind, be good to them, everything. So what happens to the creation automatically? The quality of generosity overtakes everything. You become very generous. When you got love for Allah Ta'ala, you want to be generous. Allah is most generous. In order to bring the quality of Allah in you now, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. To bring the quality of Allah Ta'ala in you in every way, I must be my Allah's quality. Allah is very kind. Let me also become kind. Allah is very generous. Let me become generous too. Allah is most forgiving. Let me forgive also. All those qualities come into you automatically. This is what you wanted, the true love. If we have true love for Allah Ta'ala, the quality of stinginess is no more there, selfishness is not there anymore. There's no such thing as, you know, having jealousy for someone. There's no such thing of any kind. Leave alone everything else. The quality of pride is no more in it. The quality of pride. But the pride is the thing that causes everything. He does not have any kind of hate for anyone, no pride at all, no arrogance at all. But he feels pity for that person, he feels sorrow. The quality of sabr and shukr overtakes everything in him. Remember, these two qualities always in man, sabr and shukr. When Allah Ta'ala gives, it takes everything, is coming from Allah. Everything is coming. When Allah Ta'ala gives you something, alhamdulillah. Allah that takes away, alhamdulillah, everything is sabr and shukr, nothing else. In other words, the love of Allah Ta'ala must take the love of the world, overtake the love of the world. Once the love of the world is overtaken by Allah's love, then everything in this world becomes no value. No value at all. This is mentioned sometime, I mentioned it too. Sayyidina Muqarrib Jilani Rahmatullah Ali. When a beautiful, very expensive mirror of his was brought to him, he said, Alhamdulillah. After some time, the Khadim said, Hazrat, it broke. He said, Alhamdulillah. Now you will understand it now what I'm trying to say. The time it came, he asked himself, are you happy about it? Like how we get happy. When someone gives something very precious, we get happy. It overtakes us. He said, Alhamdulillah. The time it broke, he felt so hard to tell him, but he told him, Hazrat, it broke. He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, what? Hazrat, I do not understand. He said, the time when it came to me, I asked myself, are you happy about it? No, Alhamdulillah. No effect. No effect. The love of Allah Ta'ala is so strong. No effect. Love of Allah Ta'ala, you gave me name of Jazakallah. No effect. And the time when he broke, And he came and told me, no sorrow and grief. This is what we want to have in us, that you know, that sorrow and grief must not be in us at any time. You lost something. Alhamdulillah. Why? They should take everything as an amanat of Allah Ta'ala. They should take everything as an amanat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala took it away. The child came, Allah Ta'ala took it away. Alhamdulillah. No sorrow and grief. The goods that you had. In other words, everything that you have in you, you begin to think this is aman of Allah. In the event some looting takes place, something also takes place, all kind of things take place. But sabr and shukr does not leave his heart at all. Sabr and shukr does not leave his heart. And he becomes so strong that contentment is to that. You know, when you become true love of Allah Ta'ala, that contentment is very high. So content you are, that if you get nothing today, you are content that you make sabr. Nothing, your business gone very small today, nothing happening. Your contentment will love Allah Ta'ala is that. Alhamdulillah. Because no one can change the situation. And the time when you get so much, you don't know, it does not make you feel have pride coming to you. But you become even more humble. You become more humble. Wallah, you came with us. You begin to become more thankful to Allah. Because the love of Allah Ta'ala becomes so strong in you. That is what is wanted in one's heart, to be content. To be content at every time, every moment. And be content every moment, every time, then you notice this much that you'll always be shukran sabah. You won't have one enemy also in this world. You won't have one enemy. And one thing, when you begin to love the creation, when you begin to love the creation, for the sake of the creator, will you backbite? Yeah. Will you backbite? So the moment you backbiting, that will not love the creation at all. What a big sin it is. If you're loving the creation, you know, Mahazrat gave one mother, Madhis, I cannot remember. If you take your the whole thing, the people, all that, Allah's children, then how you think it's children? Then it's automatically no backbiting, no jealousy, no hate at all. Why you think this is Allah's creation? I cannot. Think for yourself that if you got true love for Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then how can you have jealousy for someone? How can you backbite with someone? How can you have hate for someone? But you begin to regret, you make dua for that person. And remember one thing, when you have the love for Allah, Allah loves more than you. When you say Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I love you, I say, no, I love you more than you love me. If you want to meet me, I also want to meet you too. Have that initiative, I want to meet Allah. I want to also meet you. So this is what it is. Allah Ta'ala. There's no value in the world at all. No, Mahazad gave an instance. If a person had the closest Allah, there is nothing more great in the closer Allah Ta'ala than the world is of no value at all. Cast Ahmad Jirmi Aja Yabah. If it only can come your heart. If you got close of Allah Ta'ala, you will not even commit any kind of sin. Then you not think Allah Ta'ala is not here, you think everywhere Allah is present. When that wuzu was told, you know, that one youngster came, Assalamu alaikum wa alaykum salam. After a few days, he got khilafat. I just think, hey, we so long here, no khilafat here. This person, so young, got khilafat. He got jealous and all. The person who got it came his ear out. So he said, okay. He said, do me a favor, all of you. Take one dog and go slaughter where no one looking at you. Everyone went. And they slaughtered the animal and came, they were very happy they slaughtered it. But when the young person came, he didn't slaughter. The king got very angry, the buzu got very angry. I told you to slaughter with the... The Hazrat, you gave one condition. That condition was that if where there is no one, I must slaughter. Everywhere I am putting Allah in the care. Everywhere. That must come into our lives. The true muhabbat, Allah is in front of you all the time. Then you can commit a guna. You never commit a guna. We don't wake up with the namaz. You wake up with the namaz. Namaz is early 4 o'clock to about 3 o'clock too. You wake up with the namaz. Why? Allah. True love is something that pulls you somewhere. True love is that pulls you towards. You are testing love. You are testing love. When everything is green and everything is groom, there's nothing to do. But when you're going through difficulties or hardship of all kinds, and then Allah tells you, now wake up with the namaz in that hot bed of yours, in that it's cold morning, everything, you say, no, everything shiv out. Mohabbat isko kehte hai ke bas khens rahi hai. Woh din nahi hai, woh din mein tu nahi hai. Woh din nahi hai, woh din mein tu nahi hai. If that no heart, that got not you. The heart must be you and no one. What the thing is. So you're going to be tested in different ways. I'm just giving one example. Fajr namaz, I'll give one example. Fajr. For the mosque is empty on the Fajr time. Empty on the Fajr namaz. So true love is the time when you say, do not stay with the tongue. Action proof. Action proof. He's used to saying, I love Rabbi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's used to say, I love Nabi Allah Ta'ala. You don't have to show it, action too. When you face a different situation, a test, then you come to know whether you've got true love for Allah Ta'ala or love for the world. And always remember one thing, the person who has true love for Allah Ta'ala, continuously doing this thing here, in sitting, coming to a pious company, pious people, definitely his heart will become like a wali. His heart will become like a friend of Allah. But he has to work. He must not think, I want to become a wali. He must think, Ya Allah, I want to become munyat. So why do you bet by faith? Why do you have jealousy for people today? Why do you have hate for people? Why is it that you're breaking family ties today? We can't talk to a brother, can't talk to a sister. Sister cannot talk to a sister-in-law. Mother will not talk to a daughter-in-law. And then they're making zikr, they're making everything. So what are you lacking? Lacking true love of Allah Ta'ala. If you got true love of Allah Ta'ala, it says that you person got true love of Allah Ta'ala, it means the more love you have for Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem, the more you want to not to break family ties. The more you want not to break family ties, no matter what happens. No matter what happens, your Islam is that. No matter what can happen, the world can come to an end, but I'll not break family ties. But if you're breaking family ties, then where's the muhabbat? Where's the muhabbat? In other words, you can do all the good deeds you're going to do, but you're losing all the good deeds because of this actions. And you're not. And if you're true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for His creation, why are you backbiting? Why are you having jealousy for His creation? You say, Allah ta'ala, I'm not happy you gave that for the money. Why you gave him money? In other words, you argue Allah Ta'ala. So everything is this part that if you have true love for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, everything for lack of love. If you have true love for Allah Ta'ala, then everything you become like this, that you want to keep His creation happy. With Allah's creation. Then when you have one enemy too, you won't have any enemy. The person who goes road to Allah Ta'ala, he must have love for Allah and true love for Allah. And the person who has true love for Allah Ta'ala, it's obvious Allah Ta'ala also begins to love him. And Allah Ta'ala begins to love him, then he has a shock to meet Allah Ta'ala. He has a shock to meet Allah. You find people shock to meet Allah. One is a person who will die because he's got pain in his body, he cannot bear it. That's not right. But one is a person who is well and everything, but he got a shock, Ya Allah, I want to meet you. I want to meet you, Allah. That is something we must have in us. And Nabi Kareem made a dua to you. Ya Allah, there's a shock to meet you. When you have the shock to meet you, then you don't know how Allah has shock to meet you too. And the only way you can do that is make kasrat-e-zikr. Zikr la ilaha illallah. Kasrat-e-zikr. read a lot of Quran Sharif, the Hafiz reads a lot of Quran Sharif. Try to stay alone from people, unless it's necessary to meet people, so that you control your tongue and everything. Qasr is dhikr, dawam et ta'at means completely, total obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Total obedience to Allah Ta'ala to Qasr dhikr. Keep this tongue wet in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, who said that Rasulullah said. So He's given us the remedy now. We must use the remedy. Inshallah, the birth of the remedy, you see how close we come to Allah. And true luck will come to us. Allah Ta'ala amal kum tawfiq nasi. Wa ahu da'a kum. Amna rabbil alamin. Wa salatu wa salam. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husnay ta'ala. اللهم نسألك الصحة للإفراح والأمان حسن الخلق والرضا والقبر فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا توفني مسلما وصلى الله تعالى برحمته.